Now, Dave, got a question talking about gases and things. That's a perfect link because Nick Brown has emailed us to say, why do we store propane but not natural gas? You see people having propane tanks outside their house to run their gas fires and things. Why don't we have big tanks for natural gas? We have to rely on that coming down a pipe.
It's all about boiling points, really. If you look at the bigger the molecule, the higher temperature it will boil at. So butane will boil at sort of minus 0.1 degrees centigrade. So you don't need very much pressure to keep that as a liquid at sort of room temperature. So you can have really quite weak, light tanks. Propane boils at about minus 42 degrees centigrade, which means you have to have 10 or 12 atmospheres of pressure to keep that a liquid at 40 degrees centigrade. But that's not difficult to make with a small light steel tank. And so it's quite practical and you can carry it around, perfectly sensible. Natural gas is methane, which boils at minus 161 degrees centigrade, roughly. And to keep that a liquid at all the temperatures you'd have to have tanks which are strong enough to survive 200 to 220 atmospheres of pressure. And from the experiment we were doing earlier, that's going to involve about 2,000 tonnes of pressure on every square metre of that tank. So it's going to have to be made out of incredibly strong steel. It's going to be very heavy. It just makes it expensive and impractical to carry around and very dangerous to carry around in vehicles.
So that's why we have it coming down a pipeline, but we don't store it locally. We use propane, much easier to compress and get lots of it into a small space in a tank.
That's right. A pipeline never has to be at a very high pressure. You never have to liquefy it.
Brilliant, Dave. Thank you very much. Well, that's all we've got time for this week on The Naked Scientists. Thank you very much to our guests this week, Dr. Joe Grove from Birmingham and also Chris Vallance with our tech update. And thank you also to our production team, Diana O'Carroll, Mira Senthilingam and Ben Vowsler. Next week, we'll be finding out all about the science of the skin. Join us to find out why we do have colours of black and white and how it all works, where they came from and how all the races of humans on Earth actually evolved in the first place. We'll also be finding out how you heal skin without scarring and why some people can't make pigment at all. If you've got any questions on any of that, send it to us now, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week and see you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.